江西省2019年中等学校招生考试模拟试卷一 A， 请听下面八段对话，每段对话后有一小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都将有十秒钟的时间回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段对话读两遍。
Number one, what country do you want to start your journey this time? America again?
No, it should be Australia.
What country do you want to start your journey this time? America again?
No, it should be Australia.
Number two. Tom, can you help me with my English this Saturday?
I'm sorry. I have some work to do. Maybe I can help you on Sunday.
Tom,Can you help me with my English this Saturday?
I'm sorry. I have some work to do. Maybe I can help you on Sunday.
Number three. Here are the tickets. We'll leave for Beijing tomorrow morning.
Okay, let's meet at the airport.
Here are the tickets. We'll leave for Beijing tomorrow morning.
Okay, let's meet at the airport.
Number four. I'm sorry, Miss Yang. I forgot my homework.
It doesn't matter. Do you know the homework, Mike?
Yes, I do.Lucy told me. I'll bring it here tomorrow. I'm sorry, Miss Yang. I forgot my homework.
It doesn't matter. Do you know the homework, Mike?
Yes, I do. Lucy told me. I'll bring it here tomorrow.
Number five.It's a nice day, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but the weather report says it will be cloudy tomorrow.
It's a nice day, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but the weather report says it will be cloudy tomorrow.
Number six.You look sad, Alice. Why?
I didn't pass the exam, though I worked hard.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure you can do better next time. You look sad, Alice. Why?
I didn't pass the exam, though I worked hard.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure you can do better next time.Number seven. Have you finished your homework?
Not yet. I have been doing it for an hour. I think I need another 30 minutes to finish it.
Don't stay up too late. Have you finished your homework?
Not yet. I have been doing it for an hour. I think I need another 30 minutes to finish it.
Don't stay up too late.
Number eight. Hey, I hear you're busy studying English recently.
That's right. I can't get a good job,
because my English is too poor.
Hey, I hear you're busy studying English recently.
That's right. I can't get a good job because my English is too poor.
B. 请听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。请听第一段材料，回答第九、十小题。
Excuse me?
Yes?
Tea, please.
Green or black?
Sorry?
Green or black?
Green, please.
60 cents, please.
Here's $1.
Thank you. Here's your change.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Tea, please.
Green or black?
Sorry?
Green or black?
Green, please.
60 cents, please.
Here's $1.
Thank you. Here's your change. Can I help you?
Yes. Would you mind telling me something about the house?
Well, it has a nice living room, a large dining room, and three comfortable bedrooms.
It sounds good. What about the kitchen?
Oh, it is quite modern.
Are there any washrooms?
Yes, of course. There are two washrooms in the house, which are easy to use.
Wonderful. I hope I have a house like this one day.
Can I help you?
Yes. Would you mind telling me something about the house?
Well, it has a nice living room, a large dining room, and three comfortable bedrooms.
It sounds good. What about the kitchen?
Oh, it is quite modern.
Are there any washrooms?
Yes, of course. There are two washrooms in the house, which are easy to use.
Wonderful. I hope I have a house like this one day.
Hello, Mary's office.
Is that Mary? It's me.
Who? Oh, John. What's the matter with you? You sound terrible.
I know. I feel bad. I think I've caught a really bad cold.
Oh, dear. Have you taken anything?
No, nothing, but I'm going to take something now. I'm sorry, but I really can't come to work today. I'm going to stay in bed.
Of course, I understand. You can't go anywhere with a cold like that. Is there anybody to look after you?
Yes, my mother's coming this afternoon. I'll come to work tomorrow, if I feel better.
Of course, John. Well, have a good rest, and you'll get better soon.
Thanks very much, Mary. Bye.
Hello, Mary's office.
Is that Mary? It's me.
Who? Oh, John. What's the matter with you? You sound terrible.
I know. I feel bad.
I think I've caught a really bad cold.
Oh, dear. Have you taken anything?
No, nothing, but I'm going to take something now. I'm sorry, but I really can't come to work today. I'm going to stay in bed.
Of course, I understand. You can't go anywhere with a cold like that. Is there anybody to look after you?
Yes, my mother's coming this afternoon. I'll come to work tomorrow, if I feel better.
Of course, John. Well, have a good rest, and you'll get better soon.
Thanks very much, Mary. Bye.
Lovely day, isn't it?
Yes. You know, though, I am always a little sorry to see winter go.
Really?
Well, I love skiing. In fact, I used to teach skiing for a living.
Oh, that sounds interesting. But what do you do now?
I work in a bank. How about you?
Oh, I worked in a radio station.
In this city?
No, I am from New York. I am just visiting here for the wedding.
Oh, I see.
By the way, I guess I should introduce myself. I am Ann Wilson.
Nice to meet you. My name is David William.
Lovely day, isn't it?
Yes. You know, though, I am always a little sorry to see winter go.
Really?
Well, I love skiing. In fact, I used to teach skiing for a living.
Oh, that sounds interesting. But what do you do now?
I work in a bank. How about you?
Oh, I worked in a radio station.
In this city?
No, I am from New York. I am just visiting here for the wedding.
Oh, I see.
By the way, I guess I should introduce myself. I am Ann Wilson.
Nice to meet you. My name is David William. Many years ago, there was a family named Franklin. They lived in Boston. There were 5 girls and 6 boys in the family. On a January day in 1705, another baby was born. The boy's parents gave the boy a name, Benjamin. Benjamin was the cleverest of all the children. He could read when he was 5 and could write by the time he was 7. When he was 8, he went to school. At school, Benjamin was always good at reading and writing, but he was not good at maths. He read all of his father's books, and he spent all his money buying books. He said books told him how to do different kinds of things. At that time, he invented paddles for swimming.
Many years ago, there was a family named Franklin. They lived in Boston. There were 5 girls and 6 boys in the family. On a January day in 1705, another baby was born. The boy's parents gave the boy a name, Benjamin. Benjamin was the cleverest of all the children. He could read when he was 5 and could write by the time he was 7. When he was 8, he went to school. At school, Benjamin was always good at reading and writing, but he was not good at maths. He read all of his father's books, and he spent all his money buying books. He said books told him how to do different kinds of things. At that time, he invented paddles for swimming.
C， 请听下面一段独白，根据独白内容完成下列句子。每个空格不超过三个单词。听独白前，你将有50秒钟的时间阅读句子内容。独白读两遍。
Attention, everybody, please. My name is Anna Smith, and I would like to welcome you all to the English Language School. I hope you will enjoy your time with us. Every morning from 9:30 to 12:30, you will be in the classroom learning English grammar and new words. Lunch will be in the school dining room where there is fast food. In the afternoons and evenings, you are free to do what you want, and you will be able to speak English. There will also be plenty of time for speaking. If you need to see a doctor, the school will take you to hospital. Remember that cars in England drive on the left, so you need to be careful when crossing the road. Thank you.
Attention, everybody, please. My name is Anna Smith, and I would like to welcome you all to the English Language School. I hope you will enjoy your time with us. Every morning from 9:30 to 12:30, you will be in the classroom learning English grammar and new words. Lunch will be in the school dining room, where there is fast food. In the afternoons and evenings, you are free to do what you want, and you will be able to speak English. There will also be plenty of time for speaking. If you need to see a doctor, the school will take you to hospital. Remember that cars in England drive on the left, so you need to be careful when crossing the road. Thank you.